Loser alert, loser alert. Have you ever been out? I'm sure we've all done this at some point. And you pretend that you have a call. You know, like if you're in a crowded place, you say, oh, I got to take a call just to get away from somebody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's easy enough to do.
Right.
And I know you've seen the standard sitcom bit would be the dad would be standing there and go, hold on a second, I'll call him and ask him.
Right.
And while he's pretending to be on the phone will ring,
right.
You know, indicating
right.
That, oh, that's my goodness. That's right. Dad's really not on the phone.
Right. Exactly. Everybody does that once in a while.
Well, there is a company out there, popularitydialer.com, and they call your cell phone on a designated time and date.
Right.
Like, let's say you're going to be in a meeting, mm-hmm. and you want to pretend that you're important. Turn it off, please, Mike.
Excuse me. I have a call.
Mike has a call.
It's a joke. I'm sorry. I was making just a little joke there. I'm sorry. I'm here all week. I'm just being goofy there.
So let's say you need the call.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Right.
It's not enough to pretend that you're getting a call.
Right.
This service actually offers real phone calls and real places for you to speak.
Wow.
You can get the popularity call. That's a male or a female just having a conversation where you talk about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, obviously, you know, if you have the phone up to your ear, you can fake any kind of call. But right. This one, I think if you're going to spend the money, you'd want to, maybe want to put it on speaker.
So you have the popularity. Well, no, I don't know. Yeah, I've not heard these yet.
Risky. I mean, what's the point if you're, I mean, really? I mean, I don't
Unless
get
Unless someone is standing close enough to you.
Right.
Where they
can hear that. And you can hear cell phones. I hear them all the time.
Realism. Yeah.
Okay.
The acting is great.
Here's the first one. So imagine that your phone rings. Which machine? Number one. Phone rings, and here you go.
Because this girl's on my list. He had game, but he chose that.
That's an interesting call.
That's the ringtone.
I like big butts.
How you doing there?
I'm good. How you doing?
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
What's going on?
Well, he's over here trying to find a sound effect.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Thank you. So,
telephone.
There you go. It's my phone. Oh. God damn.
You have the most musical telephone.
Why, there's my phone.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Got
How
time
are you?
To talk?
Well, sure I do.
Hey, where you at right now?
I'm doing the show with Mike.
Are you good? Well, I don't know. Well, I was out with the guys. You want to come out later?
No, I'd love to.
All right, well, we're going to be there at 11. Are you going to be there? Should I tell them?
Yeah, if you say I have to, sure.
I don't know. Well, what do you got going on this weekend?
I don't know. I'm going to hang around.
That doesn't sound like any fun. How about, come on, why don't you join us, please?
No, I really can't.
This is the answer right now, can't you?
I can't give you an answer.
Well, what about tomorrow? What do you want to do tomorrow?
I don't want to do anything tomorrow.
Are you free?
Yes, I'm free.
You get off work.
I get off work at 7.
Well, I was thinking about hitting up happy hour. What do you think?
Sure, I'll do that with
game's
you.
Game's on.
Yeah, game's on.
I guess that sounds okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
5?
5 o'clock's fine.
5's good.
All right, 6:30.
Okay, tool.
Or that.
All right.
Well, 6:30's bad for me.
You can bring some more. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all bring right. More women. More thousands of women than I'm going
to
bring.
What do you have to do that's so important?
Look, just leave me alone.
We're doing a show.
All right. Fine.
I love you.
Why do you want to bring... Fine.
I do love you.
What?
I want you.
All right. What time again?
Anytime.
Okay.
Now.
Are you sure you want to do that?
What? Have sex with you?
Fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. So.
Oh, this is great. Are there any women?
No, I don't. Mike, I've not heard these. I know that there are five different categories.
Uh-huh.
And again.
I love these. These are great. And you want to have it loud enough on your phone so your friends can hear. Because if you do it the right way.
Right.
You can sound like Super Stud.
Yeah, but seriously.
It's hysterical.
The guy on the other end sounds like an idiot. Here's the one, the affirmation call. This one is to boost your self-esteem.
How's your acting?
Telephone.
Mike calls for you.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, you. What's going on?
Same old, baby. How are you doing?
Well, that's good.
Are you doing okay?
I don't know. I was just wondering what you were up to.
I'm busy, baby. So busy. So very busy.
Well, I'm going out later.
You
should
really
come.
Oh, no. I don't know.
It's
if going
to be awesome.
I am so up to my eyeballs.
Well, what do you have to do?
The usual. I mean, I've been busy as hell. It's terrible.
Whatever. We're going out and you're coming.
I can't. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You know who's going to be there?
Who?
Yeah.
Really? Her?
Yeah, you know who.
The one?
So should I tell them you're coming?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, what are you doing this weekend?
You're on the phone with Mike.
I was thinking we should go eat brunch downtown.
Are you going to bring your mother?
You know, that place, that Thai place is pretty awesome.
I don't like Thai food for brunch, bitch.
Or that burrito place with the extra spicy
now
salsa.
Burritos. Now yeah. We're talking, yes. I'll eat them off of you.
So why don't we meet there at 7?
Okay, slut.
All right.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you.
Oh, F you.
All right. Well, you hang up first.
No, you hang up
okay.
first.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Get off the phone, whore.
Brunch at
How did I do with that?
I thought
that
went well.
You did great.
Well, I can tell you I've used the service before.
Here you go. One. Here's one for me.
All right.
Mike, that was the popularity call.
I could do this all day.
You just heard the popularity call, okay. Not the affirmation call.
All right.
This is the affirmation call, where a guy will call to tell you how cool you are.
You're okay.
Right. So let me see. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what's funny, though?
I lost the sound effect.
If you screw up one time, you're busted.
Yeah.
You're totally busted. Here comes your affirmation call.
That's myself.
You are so awesome. You are probably one of the greatest people alive on earth today.
Was that the beginning of it?
Yeah.
Let me just
You have to say hello, though, first.
You've pleased him.
You didn't. You started it wrong. You say hello.
Hello.
You are so awesome.
Thank you.
You are probably one of the greatest people alive on earth today.
You're
when
kidding
you
me.
You walk down the street, everyone is just smiling and happy because you walk down the street.
Oh, God.
Who is this?
You're smart. You're intelligent. You're helpful. Everyone just, you know, they just want to be in your presence because you make everyone feel so good.
And
not only that,
hello?
I think... Actually, you are probably one of the coolest people that I know.
It's probably.
Not only me, I was talking to someone the other day, and they said that by far the coolest person on earth has to be absolutely you.
Are you a Negro?
And your athletic build and the way you dress, it's like you're so colorful and flavorful.
Flavorful.
Can you give me some fashion tips? Actually, I need to go shopping next week. Can you come with me?
Oh, my God.
Think about going gay bashing this weekend. What do you think about that?
And what did you do with your hair? That looks great.
Who are you, a faggot?
Man,
I lost.
You're really starting to look sharp nowadays.
What kind of fag call did I get?
I have to go, but I just wanted to tell you, you are an awesome person. You're great, and you make everyone feel great.
Right.
And
good luck on the AIDS test.
You're just a breath of fresh air.
Wow. These are fantastic. These are fantastic.
And again, if you go to, I'll give you the website here. It's popularitydialer.com.
Oh, and they're just different
Mike,
calls. I got one?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And someone from the office calling you, telling you need to get to the office right away.
Oh, okay. No. All right. Hello.
Hey, this is Mr. Johnson calling from the office.
Yeah. Hi, Johnson.
Did you complete that thing about a month ago, that photocopier training?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. Well, so when was the last time you used the photocopier?
I hardly ever use it. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know if you heard.
What?
You might have heard from Lenny, but
what did
there
Lenny
seems
say?
To be a problem
really?
With the photocopier. Oh. It's spilling ink all over the floor.
Oh, and you need me to fix it, right?
Were you aware of that?
I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, so there's a big puddle of black ink coming out of the photocopier. So I think I'm going to need you.
I'm with an
I'm
ugly
gonna
girl
I'm
going to
need you to
right
get
now.
In here and fix that right
me?
Away. How
you
soon can you be here?
Well, she's ugly. I can get here right away.
Okay, that's not really going to work for us because, as I said, there's ink coming out of the copier.
Oh, she's so beautiful. I want to spend time with her.
We're going to need you to come in.
Right away?
You know, if you can just... I think the thing is you should just probably put down what you're doing.
I'll put her down.
And we're going to need you to come in
put
right
her down.
Now.
I need a vet to put her down.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay, F you. Thank you very much.
We have one more sample.
Thank you, boss.
For acting, this is the best.
This is Mr. Johnson.
This is from with Lenny.
These are two great.
It's nice though because you know you're trying to lose somebody. You're trying to get a busy call, but that's going to take away from the popularity poll because you're actually filling the toner in the copying machine.
So now what I've done is now I've requested the last one. My Cousin in Need call.
Best acting award.
Where my southern sounding cousin will call and tell me that he needs help.
Good.
And needs some money.
Very good.
And I've arranged for this just so I can get away from you guys and pretend like I have a call.
Don't forget the hello.
You got to take them?
Yellow.
Hello?
Hello.
You there?
Yeah, who's this?
I speak up now.
Hey, hello?
Okay, there you are.
Hi.
Hey, this is your cousin.
Oh, hey, cousin.
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, Ricky?
I'm pretty good. Well, I've been better, honestly, to tell you the truth.
Why, Ricky Bobby?
Well, I've been having a little trouble with some stuff.
Like
and
what?
I could honestly use a bit of money.
Oh, forget it.
Could you help me out a little bit?
Horrible.
It's like talking to my real-life brother.
Well, why not?
Because you're a jerk-off.
I know it's a lot to ask, but I think you're pretty well off and all, and you could help a relative out just a little bit.
What, did I get another colored guy? Is that my luck now?
Well, just about $50 would really, really, really do us some good.
I got the two black guys and the gay guy.
This is Jason.
All in one?
All right, well,
this is Jason.
How about just a gift certificate?
How much for one rib?
That's it?
Pull it in my hand.
Marshall Mathers.
Go about this.
Hold on, what? Are you still there? Hello? Well,
I'll just be...
Hello?
Going along my way then, I guess.
Okay, get out of here, you loser.
And I wish you the best.
I wish you go to hell.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
F you.
Thanks for nothing.
Screw off.
Now,
that's fun.
I can see the point of any of the other calls.
Right.
But why would you want that one?
To pretend like you're a heavy guy. Like you're with some people and say, oh, it's my cousin. He's always asking me for money. Maze patrol lines are open. Have I had fun with you recently? This is for the ultimate losers.
Yeah. Those are great. Those are great. Again, that website is popularitydialer.com.
Wow.
Go ahead, losers.
Beware. You know, and I'm going to be on the lookout. I'm going to be on the lookout for people doing that. I'm going to say, really, if there's somebody like in a crowded situation, say, oh, I got to take this call. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Hold on. We got a busy, busy hour coming up. Mm-hmm. A brand new game called My Wife Stinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play that.
Okay.
And see if you can wrap your hands around that. And when we come back, Mike.
Yes.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and then filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream? Do you know how long it's been since we done our fat guy thing?
Where's the honey, Junior? Where's the honey?
It's going to be. It's raining food.
It's raining food.
It's raining food.
Are there peanuts in it? That's all you have to ask. Are there peanuts in it? Jesus. When I had my first surgery.
Wow, look at that ass.
That's Paris Hilton's ass.
Makes me hungry. For taco.
Is there corn in it?
Big corn,
chunks of corn.
Corn and everything.
This
have you ever put corn inside a jelly donut?
Yeah, a corn donut. Now that's eating. Where's the honey, Junior? Come on.
Who are we calling, when we come
back? Anasama Kong!
You're calling a gentleman, I believe, in Cincinnati who carves beef fat into sculptures.
Beef fat? Are you going to eat your fat?
He also does butter, I think.
Butter. Butter and beef fat. Let's fry something.
All right, so we'll do something when we come back that's very, 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 I mean, out of the ordinary for us.
Uh-huh. You know, it's very seriously what my friend Mike saw at the Maine Lobster Festival.
Mm. What?
Fried Twinkies.
Mm.
True.
Out of the ordinary for us. Because
fried
you know,
Twinkies.
You know the motto on this show? Fitness first. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.